Jeff, are there any more ways that we can tell people about Patreon?
You mean patreon.com/weHaveConcerns?
Yeah.
The only way that this show is made possible?
Right. The entire way we fund the show and the way that people can get extra episodes and early episodes and all kinds of bonus content. Do you think we've done that all the ways?
We haven't done a musical version.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah.
Batman Returns is a perfect film. Batman Returns
doesn't have a Prince soundtrack.
Is the RoboCop 2 of Batman movies, which we all know that RoboCop 2 is the most badass RoboCop movie.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that.
Thank you. Case closed. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Well, it's interesting. Hi, Anthony Carbone.
Hello, concerned citizens. Yeah, don't be rude.
It's interesting that we're talking about movies because this story that we're talking about today is all about movies.
And also, it's just so strange for us.
To talk about movies.
It's so weird. It's out of place for you and I think, to talk about movies.
It is weird that we would be involved in pop culture and media in any way. This was sent in by our buddy The Badge, Stephen Badgery.
The Badger! Turn in your badge!
Yeah, Badger! This is a story about chimpanzees and apes liking movies.
Great.
With people in ape suits in them.
That is like Randall Park growing up watching things like The Golden Child and Remo Williams and just being like, or Kung Fu, and just being like, yeah, these are great.
These are great. Yeah,
these
I'm
are
not
great
offended
movies.
At all.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong
nothing
with these.
Nothing offensive about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess these chimps and apes just, maybe we think they like them and they're just stewing in their own hatred right now, like our asshole,
because they know that we have them trapped, and so they're just the apes are just sitting there. They're just like, okay, I know it kills you inside every time we have to do this, but we have to laugh. We have to laugh if we want them.
That human being puts on an ape suit. He's in ape face right now.
I know, but they have us locked in this prison, and if we don't, they clearly want us to express happiness. I don't know why. I don't know what they're trying to do, but they will never break us.
They will never break us. We
laugh,
will get out of these internment camps one day.
But don't break.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, look. He wants a banana.
Oh, bananas are some of our favorite food.
Oh, that one's dressed like a human. Oh, that's not insulting to my culture.
Look, when the man points his finger like a gun, the ape falls over like he was shot.
I'm slowly digging a tunnel.
Ah, how's the work coming along?
Not great.
Why? A banana turns out to be a terrible digging tool?
Yes.
Damn it. It's all we know. this is very interesting because for the first time, well, there is established science. There is established study on apes watching movies. They have the famous ape Coco, the gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
You know of Coco. The sign language gorilla, watching a movie. Coco's favorite movie evidently was a movie called Tea with Mussolini.
Oh.
Which is a very sad movie.
Yeah.
And Coco was notorious for, at the end, when things get really sad, turning away and making sign language for words like frown, sad,
this
cry.
This is the Coco that we all know from many, many stories, right?
Exactly. The sign language gorilla.
Yeah.
Yeah. She would turn away and make, you know, bad, trouble, mother, sad, all these sign language words for being sad. And she wouldn't want to watch the end of the movie. She loved watching the movie, but at the end, when it got sad, she got sad.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. But now we have new research because we have eye tracking technology, and they're doing all these experiments tracking the eyes of apes and gorillas and chimpanzees when they watch movies. And what they've discovered is actually pretty amazing. So they showed these apes in this one particular experiment, two movies. The first movie, there's a scene with two doors, and a man in an ape costume mm-hmm. comes out of one of the two doors, and a human being goes and picks up. There's items on in two different locations, and the human being will go up and pick up an item and go over and hit the monkey on the head with the item, and the monkey falls over, and the apes laugh. They smile and laugh and chuckle.
Okay.
They think it's hilarious.
It's like the crotch shots.
Yes.
YouTube.
They discovered,
like,
YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
It's America's Funniest Home Videos for Apes.
Great.
And The second video.
Now they laugh. Now a lot of those apes will tell you, like, yes, we laugh. Like, I'll laugh at that. Like, I obviously get what's funny about that.
Right.
But like, as an ape, I also understand sophisticated comedy too. Like, yeah. I enjoy like elevated humor.
Right.
But there's nothing wrong with every once in a while, like a good like crotch shot joke. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
You don't need to pretend.
I prefer
like,
more cerebral stuff.
Yeah.
And sort of ironic.
Like a French farce or like, you know what I mean? A sort of an understated 70s Woody Allen.
Yes. You know? There you go.
Like that sort of thing.
But, you know, a good crotch shot's fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's fine. So they show them a second movie.
I paid for ape film school.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it didn't make me elitist.
Martin scores apey
films. That's awful. That wasn't even.
Should I have gone with J.J. Abrams?
Yes. Actually, yes, you should have. And fuck you.
So they show him a second movie where the ape comes out of a different door and the human comes out. And the eye tracking software has shown that the apes keep eye checking the item that's now in a different location. And they keep looking at it like, when's this dude going to hit this ape with the thing?
Chekhov's bonk on the head.
It's Chekhov's bonk on the head.
Sure.
It's a loaded gun. It has to go off at some point.
Right.
Yeah. the apes are like, I know, I've seen this movie before. I know what's going to happen.
What if it was the ape version of Anton Chekhov that wrote that movie?
It's like they want to go to Moscow. They just want to go to Moscow. Oh, man. Uncle Vanya the ape. But it's interesting because it shows that these animals can hold in their head a previous viewing and have expectations based on that viewing. So they go, in the last movie, something hilarious happened when that guy went and picked up that thing and there's the thing again. It's in a different spot. So the eye tracking software knows they're not just, they remember and know and associate that thing with what's to come.
These apes got
to
be real careful because this is exactly how we got TVTropes.com. These apes have to be super careful because they are at the beginning of their civilization. They're at the beginning of their pop culture.
Yeah.
The beginning of their film movement. And they have to be very careful that they don't fall into genre traps
and
tropes. And like, look, apes, they don't always have to get bonked on the head. It gets derivative.
Yeah.
It's important. Like, originality is super important, apes.
you need to expand your horizons, apes.
Yeah.
Come on.
You can't just keep playing to the apes in the middle of the country who expect that, like, oh, there's an ape with a much more attractive ape wife than he deserves. Yeah. And that's like, they're middle class and they have kids, but they love their kids, but kids are annoying.
It's like every
here ape, comes the wacky ape neighbor.
It's like every ape show is the same ape show, just done a little bit differently.
I have a wonderful relationship with my ape mother-in-law.
Yeah. Why does it have to always be a weird, contentious relationship? And why does 2.5 apes have to be written for the lowest common denominator?
I'm just saying, guys.
Yeah.
This is super fascinating, though. I mean, once again, and I know you hate it when I say this, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, because you think all animals are super smart.
I think all animals
are. You think all movies are super interesting.
Yeah, I do. I think Mike and Molly is still hilarious.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you would.
I have every season of Everybody Loves Raymond on DVD.
Yeah.
I'm on my fifth rewatch of Friends since it's been on Netflix.
That is just Anthony Carboni to a T.
Everything is good.
You love the American sitcom.
Everything is so good. Why wouldn't apes love things? They're all so good.
Also, I'm stoned and eating Thai food right now.
I am so high. I normally don't get high when we do this, but I am so high. I know it's more interesting to be surprised or to be like, wow, look at this. But I kind of expect it from apes. I kind of, you know, we've seen senses of humor in them. We've seen senses of play. We know that they like to be entertained. Like,
but the fact that they can have expectations, mm-hmm. I guess that's a prerequisite for comedy, right? Is because comedy is all about subverting your expectations.
Yes.
So in order for them to laugh, they have to have expected the monkey not to get hit.
Mm-hmm.
Or in this case of the second video, they can't wait for that monkey to get
there
hit.
There are a bunch of monkeys in the audience that are like my wife. where like whenever I watch something like Mitchell and Webb or Mr. Show or Comedy Bang Bang, and she's watching it and she's like, they're specifically not being funny on purpose. And I was like, yeah, that's the joke.
That's the joke.
The joke is, you know what the joke is going to be, and then they don't do it. And she's just like, that's fucking stupid. Just do the joke. There's nothing funny about not being funny.
Right.
And I'm like, but there is.
Just and hit the monkey with the bat.
Yeah.
Just hit the monkey with the bat already. We get it.
There's an ape in that ape audience with glasses and like a half ape beard. Who just keeps pointing to his wife and elbowing her and like pointing at the little rubber hammer that they're not hitting somebody with. Like, honey, come on.
Yeah, why does he just do it or not do it? It's not that
that's
funny.
That's the thing, is you expect him to do it and he's not doing it.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
And it's not funny that he's not doing it.
It's so ironic and so hilarious. Yeah, I get it. Can we watch something else now, please?
There's nothing else on because this is not... We don't live here. This is a prison.
No. Oh. Can we watch... House Apes of the Cell 3 ones over. That was so bad.
I think you lost the plot on that one.
Should we do it or
so, no, let's move on. Right. so how what do they pull from this behavioral wise? What are they, is that the big discovery, is that they have these expectations and they want to know when the joke is happening? What does this teach us about the animal?
They're saying that aside from the novelty of the findings, the research is enabling the scientists to determine what high-level cognitive functions non-human primates are capable of performing.
Okay.
They hope to test whether or not the animals understand that others have beliefs, desires, intentions, perspectives that are different from their own. I don't know how they're going to do that, but that's what they want
to
do.
You have to engage the monkeys in a really frank conversation about race and politics and religion.
You'd be like, okay, we're sorry that we wore those ape suits.
Are you? The ape is just signing. Are you?
Well, we understand that it's offensive to your culture, but other people have different beliefs and perspectives than your own. Other people think that it's okay to get into a monkey suit and behave like an idiot.
That is racist.
Well, there are
monkey think, scientist, racist, not funny. Nicole Arbour of scientists.
Well, that's a valid belief. That's a valid,
monkey,
you're valid.
Wonder if scientists ever heard punch up.
Oh, you want us to punch up the jokes? Like punch up the script? Is that what you're saying?
This why scientists not funny. Scientists not understand. Scientists punch down.
Hmm.
No good.
Well,
scientists no understand. The monkey is searching for the sign for implicit privilege and realizes he has not been taught it and thinks, perhaps they did not teach me a sign for it on purpose.
Hey, Dr. Kellerman, I got this, I got the new draft of the monkey script. The monkey's,
real happy with it. Yeah. Real happy with that one. We worked real hard. I think the boys are really finding their stride.
Well, the monkeys themselves have some issues with it. First of all, they want the casting to come from the cages. You know, it's that representative casting. They're hoping to have actual, you know, we'll just actually cast apes instead of people in costumes.
Look,
yeah.
If there was an ape that could play the part, I would cast the ape. Uh-huh. The problem is there aren't a lot of apes out there with the range that we need. And it's not because apes don't have range. I'm not saying that apes don't have range.
Cages and cages of apes.
This is the thing.
So many apes.
But there aren't a lot of apes. Like, apes are capable of the range, but a lot of them just don't have the skill. And it's not because... It's because apes are attracted to other careers.
Hmm.
You know?
Well, I mean, I understand what you're saying. But I have to say, you know, our last Man in Ape Suit movie did not open well. And you have made a big argument about how box office...
And it was because we focus grouped it to death, mm-hmm. and it wound up not being my vision, it wound up not being your vision, it wound up being a muddled thing in between. I understand that not everybody's going to like my work. Not every ape is going to be into Bonk on the Head 17.
Uh-huh.
But listen, I'm just a comedian.
You don't
I mean,
think
technically, the- I'm a behavioral analyst. But I'm a comedian, you know? And
at
like
heart,
people
right.
don't understand, like,
you don't think that Bonk
nothing
on its
is
head
nothing
has
is
run its
off
course?
Limits in comedy. Nothing is off limits in comedy. That's all I'm saying.
I, yeah.
I'm challenging. I'm challenging our expectations of species by writing about idiot monkeys who slip on banana peels. Mm-hmm. I'm being subversive. I'm just keeping it real.
I just feel like the Bonk on Its Head series has run its course and we're not really getting the traction we used to.
Let me show you this. It's a spec script that I've written.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Monkeys Dressed Like People Throwing Poop. 7. The Return.
Oh.
No,
it's a man in a monkey costume wearing a human costume.
It gets real deep. This may be the one I'm remembered for. I think it's glad, you know, this is one of those things where I don't have to be surprised by it. I'm glad that we are running studies that confirms the things that we think we know.
Right.
Like, this is another one of those things where it's like, cool, we have now confirmed it. And now we can move on and see, like, what other things they're capable of and what other things animals can do.
I just don't like that we're creating monkey couch potatoes. We're making, getting just lowest common denominator monkey entertainment, getting the monkeys hooked on it. And now that's all they'll want to do is sit around their monkey cage and watch the stupid monkey shows.
This is how we delay the inevitable uprising, Jeff. This is all we've got.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
We have to turn them into us before they hate us.
Yeah.
And as we have seen historically, that works.
It's true. Done and done.
Are you guys surprised that monkeys get jokes and expect jokes and understand joke structure?
Yeah.
Did you think this was going to happen?
Were you expecting monkeys to watch movies? I kind of didn't think they would even watch movies, you know?
Yeah, let us know what you think. You can hashtag those Lancelot Link. Kids, ask your parents.
Secret chimp.
Oh, Lancelot! I'm at A Carboni.
Loved that show. I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And hey, if you are enjoying the show, and we hope that you are, there is a wonderful way to support us and get extra content, early episodes, and monthly patron hangouts like we just had this past week.
Yes, it is Patreon. And there's something that I've been wanting to say about Patreon recently.
Fuck Patreon! No, we're taking a stand! We didn't expect that, did you? We're burning this mother down!
They recently changed their policy. They used to send us an email every time somebody altered their Patreon donation. And it would just say their Patreon donation has been altered. Now they tell us what the number it went from and the number it went to.
Yeah.
And I always assumed when we would get those emails that someone reduced their number. And I am shocked at how many people increase their Patreon donation. And I have to say, thank you. Yeah. It is something that was completely unexpected. And we see it all the time. People go from $1 to $3 or $3 to $5 or even more. And it's amazing to me that you are already donating and you felt it in your heart to give us even more. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's awesome. And every little bit really helps. You know, we got to go on that little miniature tour last month where we got to hit up a couple conventions and we got to hit up PAX. And, you know, that's not like, I think the popular misconception is that PAX like flies us out and puts us up and like does stuff. They don't have the money to do that. It's more like, hey, we have a slot for you if you can make it.
Right.
And when you guys donate, it makes us able to do those things. And we want to do more live shows. We want to be able to do more things for you guys. There's a stretch goal that we're almost at right now where we will do more animated videos. We're going to do at least one animated video a month.
So
we really do put all of this money right back into the show. So thank you to everybody who's been giving. If you want to find out more about that, you can go to patreon.com/wehaveinserts.